So, good morning, everybody. I'm presenting on behalf of Dr. Claudia Escott and the APP Primary Research Care Team. My talk is going to look at the question, can accelerated partner therapy, APT, improve outcomes of partner notification, PN, that's what we're calling it, for women diagnosed with chlamydia in primary care? The background for this study. In England, we continue to have a rise in chlamydia infections, and a greater proportion of these are being diagnosed in primary care, and mostly in women. Rather than increasing testing, Lowe in her study found that an important improvement in PN could have been more of an impact on population control, but it's still unclear what is the best strategy for PN for bacterial STIs. We know PN in the UK is difficult. However, APT, which is a form of patient-delivered therapy in a specialist setting, has shown preliminary evidence of effectiveness and could be important in preventing reinfection. And moreover, it is acceptable to family doctors. So just to remind you what APT is, we developed APT as a form of expedited partner therapy which was compliant with the UK prescribing guidance in response to early data from US studies reporting improved outcomes of PN with patient-delivered therapy. And we define it as a form of expedited partner appropriate for the UK context. And these include partner notification strategies which reduce time for sex partners to be treated, and it includes an assessment by appropriately qualified healthcare professional, and is aimed at minimally symptomatic and asymptomatic contacts. So the aim of this study was to determine the acceptability, feasibility, and preliminary evidence of effectiveness of APT in a community non-specialist settings. APT had been developed for specialist sexual health setting, so in this trial we wanted to develop APT models for chlamydia PN which were feasible and acceptable in the community setting, and we wanted to develop a web tool linking primary care to specialist care sexual health clinic, and we wanted to obtain preliminary evidence of effectiveness through a pilot. We followed the Medical Research Council framework for the development of complex intervention, and here we will focus on phase two, the exploratory trial. This slide shows the design of the study. In brief, the study was set up in a primary care setting, GP or family practices, and cash clinics, which are community-based clinics that focus on contraception rather than STI management. Women over 16 years and who tested positive for chlamydia and had one or more contactable sex partner were asked for their consent by the health professional to participate in the trial. And if they agreed, they were randomized to one of the three arms: routine partner notification plus APT hotline, routine and plus APT pharmacy, or routine only. Now I'm going to talk you through the models. Firstly, the index patient who consented by the health professional. I've got to swap glasses here. was the web tool that they were consented by the health professional, and the health professional entered a few details onto the web tool that we developed. Once they consented, the web tool then generated a unique PIN number to that index, and the index patient was then asked to forward the unique number onto their sex partners. The sex partner then could call the APT hotline, which is a telephone consultation with a clinic health advisor, and they quoted the unique PIN number, and the health advisor then opened up the web tool and was able to see who the index they were linked to. The sex partner then, if the online consultation was successful, could then go and collect an APT pack from local GUM clinic, reception, or a pharmacy that were recruited for the study. The sex partner was then given an assertive invitation to attend clinic for HIV and STI testing at a later stage. The index and the contact received a follow-up phone call and an offer of a urine chlamydia retest at 6 weeks following treatment. In the APT model, in the pharmacy model, the index again was treated and the web tool was given text to the PIN number to forward the sex partner. And the only difference was that the sex partner attended the pharmacy for consultation by a trained pharmacist under a patient group directive. A patient group directive is a clinical algorithm which we developed with the chief pharmacist, and it allows the pharmacist to give out the app pack without a prescription. The sex partner then again attended, was given a certificate invitation to attend for HIV and testing, and again they followed. We followed the followed them up on a urine test. This shows the content of the app pack that partners were giving, which included the azithromycin, information about chlamydia, condoms, and a test bottle for them to send their urine back. The primary outcome was a proportion of contactable partners treated within 6 weeks of index diagnosis. We ascertained our primary outcome in a number of ways. Partner attendance at the pharmacy or partner engagement with the hotline and collection of the pack at the pharmacy could be verified on the web tool. We also used index reported outcomes of the sex partners by the health advisor follow-up interview 2 weeks after treatment. Those details were also put onto the web tool. Secondary outcomes, we collected a number of secondary outcomes and we undertook a detailed process evaluation. This was a pragmatic trial and we aimed to describe outcomes of 200 male sex partners. We recruited 199 women who were predominantly a young sample of women in their very early 20s. Just over half were white British with a mean number of 1.7 sex partners, who were almost all contactable. The vast majority were recruited from the cash clinics, those are the community and sexual health contraception clinics, rather than GP practices. The 199 women recruited described 339 sex partners, of which 313 were contactable. 68 women were randomised to APT hotline, and they described 121 partners, of whom 111 were contactable. 9 were treated by a hotline pack, and adding in those sex partners reported by the indexes, we know that a total of 37% were treated by any method. Similarly, we know 65 women were randomised to APT Pharmacy, who described 110 sex partners, of whom 100 were contactable. 13 were treated by APT Pharmacy, and again, adding in those sex partners reported by the 14 indexes, we know that a total of 38% were treated by any method. In the routine arm, 108 sex partners were described, of whom 102 were contactable. Treatment information comes only from the index, and they reported 46 or 45% partners treated. The follow-up reinfection. Of the 199 women recruited, 146 were followed up, and of these, 80 agreed for a postal kit retest at health advisor follow-up call. And around half of these women returned the postal test kit. And of these, 3 were positive for chlamydia. This was an incredibly difficult trial to implement. It took place over a time when there was incredible organisational change within the National Health Service. And although health professionals were enthusiastically engaged at the beginning of the study, that enthusiasm was hard to maintain when people were worried about losing their jobs. We are now analysing qualitative data, which is suggesting that APT in primary care, with those indexes and sex partners who engaged with the study, found APT highly acceptable. There are some limitations. This was a small pilot RCT and obviously wasn't powered as a full RCT. We had to use several methods of ascertaining outcomes, and the way the primary outcome was attained differed between arms. In APT Hotline and APT Pharmacy, we know the sex partner engaged, but for the routine arm, we could only know about partner treatment from the index. To conclude, in every arm, only a minority of partners were known to be treated, and this is less than the UK national standard. The addition of apps didn't appear to improve outcomes. There was a poor uptake of interventions, and most of the successful PN was not achieved via apt. And despite a lot of effort with postal testing, it was not popular, and again there was a missed opportunity for HIV and syphilis testing. However, on a positive note, the web tool that we developed for PN did show that it was possible to link general practices and cash services and pharmacists with a specialist health service. And I'm pleased to say that this web tool has been used and expanded further into the first online clinical pathway for patients diagnosed with chlamydia, which my colleague Dr. Joe Gibbs will be talking about later on this morning here. And I would just like to acknowledge the whole APT research team for all their contribution. Thank you.
Take the prerogative of asking the first question. So given your findings, what do you feel is the next step for this in the UK?
Well, we are going to try and do a with the back into the GUN settings and do it rather than consenting the individual patients, which we feel that it may have deterred people going through the whole consent person. For the research study, we'd like to do it with sort of like a cluster, so by clinic, so that one clinic is doing it at top line and another clinic is going the app pharmacy.
Sten Vermont, Vanderbilt University. I wonder if you could comment on any cost effectiveness analysis that you may have been doing or in process
of
doing.
We do have cost analysis, and that is being done by the health cons at the moment.
Is it favorable for finding 3 cases in over 100? Is it a favorable cost assessment?
That data is not available at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Glad you're doing it. Thanks.
So I'll ask one other question since other people are not leaping up. So was the ascertainment of the outcomes across the 3 arms, do you feel it was uniform, or do you think there could have been an opportunity for bias in that? This is frequently a challenge in these sorts of studies of partner services.
Well, yes, that is a problem, really, because as we said, we could ascertain definitely when the partner engaged with the APT top line and the APT pharmacy. And with the routine arm, of course, we didn't know where they did go for treatment partners.